Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is a News.com newsflash.
Just weeks before being brutally murdered, Nicole Brown Simpson is believed to have been involved in a torrid lesbian affair with her best friend, News.com can reveal. According to sources, Nicole fell into the arms of twice-divorced socialite Faye Resnick on the same day she shut down O.J. Simpson's attempt at reconciliation with her. After moving out of their $5 million mansion and into her $600,000 condo just a mile away, Nicole was comforted by Resnick, as the two exchanged personal conversations with one another. Nicole is said to have opened up about her time with Resnick with two of her friends, and one pal decided to spill it all. They claimed 2 weeks before her death, they bumped into Nicole, where she was able to touch on her breakup from OJ, and who she had moved on with. "It isn't who you think. It is Faye," the friend claimed Nicole said, and said she added, "I love my girlfriend." Nicole is believed to have added, "OJ isn't doing well and I'm safer with Faye." Another friend revealed Resnick explained how their romance kicked off, claiming Nicole had collapsed sobbing into her arms. "What can I do? OJ says he'll kill me if I see another guy. But I need someone to love me," Nicole is said to have told Resnick. OJ, who was acquitted of the murders of his former wife Nicole as well as her friend Ron Goldman in 1994, may have known of the affair at the time of the crime. The source claimed they took the information of the apparent affair to the LA District Attorney's office, as well as to prosecutor Marcia Clark. "I also told Ms. Clark that OJ had threatened Faye. He told her, if you don't stay away from Nicole, you'll be sorry. That was the last month of her life," the insider said. The source continued, "I witnessed firsthand Nicole and Faye's closeness in the weeks before the murders. I just didn't add two and two together. I feel so stupid not to have realized what was going on, but I didn't appreciate the true depths of those feelings." Meanwhile, Resnick's friend explained just what the NFL star may have been feeling if he truly got word of the affair. "To him, this could have been the greatest humiliation of all. Can you imagine how he felt? He was the king of all his world. And he lost his queen. To another woman." While some believe it was Nicole's alleged affair with a woman that drove the athlete over the edge, OJ's pal Thomas Scotto said it was spotting her with Goldman that was the final straw. Journalist Allison Kugel, who was working with Scotto on a book about the football player, claimed OJ lost it after seeing Nicole with Goldman at her home. In his own words, "Tom told me, OJ went berserk, ran to his car, got the knife and came back," Kugel shared. Tom said, after OJ did Nicole, he had no choice but to take care of Goldman. OJ died from prostate cancer on April 10, 2024.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News.